Wonderful, Lucy, Nancy said. Antarctica is as similar to Mars as any place you can find on Earth. Next?
Ali Khan, biologist from Turkey, said the man sitting behind Lucy Banks. I'm researching heat-resistant bacteria in the crater of Mount Erebus.
Quick, think, thought Jack.
Very good, said Nancy. Next?
Tony Sars from Sydney, Australia, another man said. I'm a travel writer for the Sydney Morning Herald.
He held up a notebook.
Good, said Nancy.
Yes, thought Jack. He yanked off a glove and pulled his notebook and a pencil out of his backpack.
Kim Lee, said the woman sitting behind Tony. I'm a photographer for a Korean magazine.
Great, said Nancy. And my friends in the back? Without taking off his mask, Jack shouted in a deep voice,
Frog Creek Times, USA.
He held up his notebook.
Story about Antarctica.
Annie held up her camera.
His photographer, she called in a deep voice.
Excellent, said Nancy. A great group. We'll hear more introductions later.
Now I know you've all heard this before, but I have to tell you again. It is very important to remember the rules here in Antarctica. Jack opened his notebook and got ready to write down the rules.
Never rush, said Nancy. You should always think about where you're going and what you're doing.
Jack scribbled, go slow.
Never walk on snow and ice fields alone, said Nancy. In many places beneath the snow, there are deep hidden cracks in the ice.
Jack wrote, stay with others, cracks in ice.
And remember, all of Antarctica is a nature preserve, said Nancy. Never, ever touch or disturb the wildlife.
Oops, said Annie. Jack frowned.
We really broke the rules with those penguins, he whispered.
I know, but we won't do it again, Annie whispered back.
Right, said Jack. He wrote down, never touch wildlife.
Got all that? Nancy asked the group.
Everyone nodded.
Good, said Nancy. I look forward to sharing Antarctica with you today. I know you'll all find some great information and stories.
As the bus rolled along, no one gave Jack and Annie a second look.
Nancy called us friends,
Jack whispered to Annie. The others must think she knows us.
Yeah, and she thinks we're friends with them, said Annie.
We're getting away with this, said Jack.
He could hardly believe it.
It reminds me of our last mission, Annie whispered, on the ship with the ocean scientists.
This is better, said Jack.
Here everyone's treating us like grown-ups, and I don't feel like throwing up.
And nowadays women get to do really cool stuff too, like men do, said Annie.
Good point, said Jack. But there's still stuff about our rhyme I don't get.
He pulled the rhyme out of his pocket, and he and Annie read it silently. For the final secret you must go to a burning mountain of ice and snow, on wheels by air, then all fall down, till you come to the cave of the ancient crown. Then speed to Camelot by close of day, lest grief take Merlin forever away.
See, it sounds like it's talking about a magical world, said Jack.
But Antarctica is 100% real. It's filled with scientists.
I know, but some of the rhyme fits, said Annie.
Like you said, the burning mountain of ice and snow is the volcano, Mount Erebus.
She pointed at the window of the bus.
And there it is.
A white mountain loomed in the distance. Ice and snow covered its slopes and puffs of smoke rose from its peak, drifting into the blue sky.
It's burning all right, said Jack.
And we're on wheels, said Annie.
Yup, said Jack.
He looked at the rhyme again.
Okay, burning mountain of ice and snow, on wheels.
But then what about by air? What's...
Oh my gosh,
said Annie, craning her neck.
What?
Said Jack.
Look over there, said Annie.